Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name is Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, it's a blessed day. I was blessed to be able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Well, it's been a good day so far. I went to day treatment. Well, first off, I woke up this morning. I woke up feeling good. I didn't have any auras. I didn't have any headaches or anything like that. It was a good day. It was a day I knew that I had to take on a lot of stuff. I have a friend at day treatment who was considering leaving. So she has been basically the person in control, the support peer in control of day treatment. Out of all the peers, she is like the top peer. Not to be called like the president or anything like that of the peers of the group, the leader of the group or anything like that. But she decided that she was going to leave the group. And she does a lot of stuff in that group. So I was going to day treatment today with the idea that she wasn't going to be there. And there was another guy who's not going to be there. And another guy who's not going to be there. And they usually do a lot of stuff. And I had to take on a lot of responsibility today. I had to serve coffee in between groups, wash the coffee pot after all the coffee was done. I had to do two groups. I had to wash dishes after lunch. It was a busy day, but it was a good day. Don't get me wrong. It was a good day because it was a busy day. But my friend, who I didn't think was going to be there, it didn't come. So that's why it was a busy day for me, is coming back. So that's a blessing. Because if she wasn't coming back, I wasn't sure if I was going to stay in the group or not. I was thinking I was going to switch over to the other side. It's just weird. But everybody today seemed to get along. They seemed to respect the podium. They seemed to respect the groups. It was a good day. That's what these youngsters need to learn, is respect. I don't know if they don't get taught it at home. I don't know if they just don't get taught it. But Gen Z does not understand respect. They just talk out of turn. They talk over you. If you're leading a group discussion, and I understand I'm saying a group discussion, but one person is talking, trying to make a point of the leader of the group discussion. They're over there in the corner carrying on a conversation between three people. And that's not That's not polite. That's not polite. That's not good manners. That's the word I'm looking for. Manners. Gen Z needs to be taught manners. They don't have good manners. I believe Gen X was the last generation to be taught good manners. And Gen X in the South, anyway. But that's a whole nother podcast. Me, I'm just sitting here watching TV. I've got a Bible study to do. I've got a module to complete. But I've talked to my friend who was going to quit coming to day treatment, and she decided that she was going to come back on Thursday and continue to come. So that's going to be good. That's going to take some stress off of me. Even though in her shape, she doesn't need to be trying to carry all the weight of all the responsibility of the group. It might be time for her to pass that down. And I'm willing to take it. I am willing to take it. But I just want the group to be respected. They don't have to respect me. I want the people in the group to respect the group. I've had a strange day. Yes, I have. And this day has flown by. I looked up and it was 4:45. And I haven't accomplished anything. I've still got a Bible study to do. I'm just doing my podcast. And I got home at 1:00. I have no idea where 3.5 hours went. I don't think I had a seizure. I didn't watch a movie. No. I listened to a podcast. Yep. That's what I done. I remember now. But it's a blessed day. I hope you're having a blessed day. I hope every piece of your puzzle is fitting right into place today. I know mine seems to be. It's been a strange day, but it's been a complete day, and nothing bad has happened today. The day has went by swiftly. I got an email saying one of my debit cards, was going to expire. So I had to call and cancel it. It was one I didn't use anyway. I'm just doing nothing. You can probably tell. I don't have anything to talk about. That was my rant. I pulled 10 minutes out of it. Maybe I can get 3 more. Let's see. I've heard sirens go by 2 times in the past 3 hours. So there's been some emergencies going on. Hopefully nobody I know. I haven't posted in the last few days. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I've just been too lazy or just didn't have anything to post about or wasn't feeling good. I don't know. I can't remember. That's my biggest thing, is my memory. So I don't know why I haven't posted. But I know I found some freeze-dried candy and tore it up. I don't know if you've had freeze-dried candy yet, but boy, is that stuff good. I found some at a fair downtown here, and it was delicious. Freeze-dried Jolly Ranchers and gummy bears and peach rings and Werther's Originals. They were delicious. I spent way too much money on freeze-dried candy. Way too much. But I got my feel for a lifetime. I now know what freeze-dried candy is all about. I don't have to go hunting it down and chasing it anymore. I got my feel of it. And that's not a bad, price for a lifetime worth of freeze-dried candy. I was just closing some pages on my laptop. I'll get back to posting from my laptop here shortly, because I'm pretty sure they're going to close this app down for the phones shortly. But that's my rant for today. I just thank you for tuning in, and know that as long as I can put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life, I'm going to do my best to put out a rant 6 days a week. I might miss a day. If I do, it's probably out of laziness or just forgetfulness. But I'm going to try to put out a rant 6 days a week. So I thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.